There lived a certain man in Russia long ago. He was big and strong, and his eyes a flaming glow.
Most people looked at him with terror and with fear. But to Moscow chicks, he was such a lovely dear.
He could preach the Bible like a preacher, full of ecstasy and fire. But he was also the kind of teacher.
Woman would desire.
Rara Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen, there was a kind of really a girl. Rara Rasputin, Russia's greatest love machine, it was a shame how he carried on.
Dirty bastard.
Hello!
Good evening!
And welcome to the Penny Mortos.
Hi, you're alright.
How are you doing?
I'm Paul.
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Christopher Brown.
And this week, we are transporting you back to lovely Russia.
I don't know any Russian music.
Yeah.
All it is when they get low in the knees and go, hey, 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 hey,
hey.
That's all they've got.
Constant band dancing.
Yeah, they haven't got any other music.
Yeah, but at least like with the Indians and the BBC, they've got one song.
Pardon?
One song.
You've only got... Right, watch anything that has an Indian character in anything on the BBC and that's all.
That's the song they play.
It'll appear. One song. Oh, no, they get that. What's that other one? That Lewis Hamilton's...
Oh, Jai Ho!
Jai Ho!
Holla, holla!
Two songs. You've only got two songs.
Which is one more than Russia. So well done.
Well done.
And Russia's Russia isn't really a song. It's just more shouting.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Lots of high knees.
There's no...
men bouncing up and down.
I can't think of any...
Loads of peasants.
I can't think of any Russian contenders in the Eurovision.
Anymore. No, I can't, to be fair, no.
No, I don't know any Russian songs at all.
They're all too ugly as fuck.
They're too busy being.
They are very toothless.
I was going to say they were too busy being efficient, but they're very too busy being inefficient to have a pop industry.
Yeah, definitely. Having a pop at Ukraine at every opportunity.
Very inefficient.
And anyone else? Oh,
wait, that's Oriel's views, not mine. Don't bomb me. Don't bomb me, Mr. Putin.
We're getting, what did he
Stay
get?
Away,
Litvinenko.
Yeah, you'll get a cup of tea and you'll never get up. Hey, it's quite topical, this, which is completely by chance and no planning. They've been sending big bombers over, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they have.
In the news. Big bombers.
No, they're going to do a truce. No truce involved, then?
There were no white tankies.
Mm. Like.
In jet with white tankies.
My dad, because he's an expert on these things, he said they're testing the... response times of the British RAF.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is, Paul. They're testing us.
Testing the waters.
Well, they said it don't really matter because they won't send a nuclear bomb. It doesn't matter. Fashion planes are. You're pretty fucked, aren't you?
True.
Right, anyway, we need to talk about
If you haven't already picked up who we're looking at,
it's Rasputin.
Ra, ra, Rasputin. I can't hear the name without it. Do you know what? I think he looks like a bit of a dude. I think me and Rasputin are a bit tight. Right.
He looks like a modern-day hipster.
Well, I like him because he's a bit he's a bit similar to Ned Kelly. He's got that modern hipster look, but before hipsters were invented.
Yeah, so it's
basically,
all right.
He's just a bit of a dude.
And I'm quite surprised how many photos there are of him.
Yeah.
Well, he was alive more recently than you think. Because you think it's just olden days.
Yeah.
And everything's up. In my brain, everything pre of 1900 is olden days. Back to the Stone Age the Jurassic period.
I think he looks like a cross between a modern day hipster and Jesus.
Mm.
He's got a look of Jesus.
But he has got.
Show me your staff, you dirty bastard.
Get your staff out for the lads.
He has got the most. Piercing eyes.
He
really has. Eyes that would glow, according to Bonnie.
Which brought up in a story. His eyes play a prominent part, I think.
I think he looks like Superman. X-ray eyes. And
funny Superman.
Lasers can come out of him. Mm-hmm. Do you not think he's got lasery eyes?
That's not him.
He's got, no.
That's
I don't think
imitation.
They didn't have comb-overs in 1916 times. Because she definitely doesn't look like Rasputin.
That's fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. He's definitely not Rasputin.
He must be playing him in a future film, because there's a couple of pictures of...
DiCapers.
DiCapers, when you Google images of...
Other search engines are available.
No, there was a good... there was a film... Well, I say it's a good film. I've not actually never seen it, but it was just a film about Rasputin getting his end away with loads of orgies.
Oh.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah, well... From what I've looked at Rasputin, he is one kinky bastard.
Well, do you know what he is? He's the exact opposite of keep it in the family. He is spread it around as much as you can.
Spread the seed.
Throw that seed as far as you can.
You don't need to shag your children when you're Rasputin.
No.
You just
Shag
what you want.
There'll be no incest in this one because every ole's available and every ole is a goal.
Certainly is.
So come on then. For those who don't know Rasputin... Early days.
He was born in 1869 in Pokrovskoye.
Oh, here we go. Here it starts now.
Fucking Russian.
Here it
with
starts.
Your stupid words.
With your V's and your O's.
And your backwards letters. This has been such a hard thing to read about.
Basically, we were thicko. The village he came from, totally illiterate.
Yeah.
And he failed to learn how to read and write, so...
I heard that not only were he like... completely illiterate, he was like, he struggled to put a sentence together. Like,
yeah, he was a bit...
Apparently his sentence would be like, bit, the words
up.
Missing. Bit like Yoda.
Yeah, bit dyslexic.
Come now!
Feisty one you are.
Fuck you, I will.
Yeah, he was...
I'm from Russia! Right?
He's
from Siberia, is he?
He's from Siberia.
Born in 1869, so I don't know.
He left school at the age of 8, unable to read or write.
Oh, so he went to school.
Yeah, he went to school, but it's like he had a zero tolerance policy on learning.
Yeah, it's like, well, why did you even go to school?
Yeah.
What did you do for those years at school? He was just at playtime all the time, running around chasing girls.
Well,
let's play kiss catch.
And he did that, didn't he, with a vengeance. Yeah, he was born into a well-to-do peasant family, if a peasant family can
What's
be
a well-to-do.
Well-to-do?
Just because you got no money doesn't mean you have to be a shitbag, doesn't it?
So, you're
striving for better things. Yeah.
And
I like that.
Even when
like
you've
that.
Got fuck all.
When you've got notes.
Well done. The Rasputins.
Yeah, I bet they had a really nice, clean front step. I bet Mrs. Rasputin mother were out with a donkey stone cleaning front step. Ooh, look at their bloody... I don't know any other Russian surnames. Look at the Joneses next door. Our step's cleaner than theirs.
Before we get into his story,
some people might have never heard of Rasputin. He's known as the Mad Monk.
Yeah, the Mad Monk, an advisor to the Tsarist royal family, a healer. He had a lot of different feathers to his cap.
He's gone rags to riches.
He came from humble beginnings. His dad was a coach driver.
And he's a real kinky bastard. A coach driver?
Coach driver, yeah. Tyra's up in Charlie.
I don't think they had coaches.
He's very ahead of his time, isn't he?
Yeah, I think coach, though, that's a bit...
Shearings?
Yeah, I'd say probably like a little light wooden cart with loads of hay on
it. The London coach.
I've got three films. I've got three films. I'll put you on.
Have you ate blue?
I've got Kez. Oh, I'm that!
National Express? Fucking hell.
Well, it is hard to get by when your house is the size of a small country.
It certainly is, but you can go to London for £1.
Can't beat the megabus.
Yeah, pound bus. Happy
you can get
time.
To France for a fiver.
Can you?
I don't think so.
No.
Not even that if you're illegal.
So his dad had a call.
He's done all right. Well, so he's not really a peasant then, is he?
No, he's a well-to-do peasant, isn't he? His dad's a coach driver.
So wait a minute, what justifies a peasant? Because to me, a peasant's like a beggar.
For me, I think a peasant is like large.
No,
I don't think it is. Because the setup of Russia back then, they had like proletarian, which is all predominantly workers, and then you've got peasants, which largely look after the land and farming. And you've got to think how massive Russia was. They had massive agriculture, so peasants were very important, made up a large part of the economy.
Well, if he was a well-to-do peasant, maybe he started off as like someone who worked in the land, and then he managed to become a coach driver.
And I think because you're a peasant and you're a farmer, you're like always, like this might just be me, but you're dealing with herbs and... Spices. And I think part of that healer idea about him, that's where that came from. So then you can.
Doesn't
you
seem like very fertile ground, Russia, does it?
I don't think he was driving for National Express. I think he was probably driving like a horse and cart.
Do you reckon?
No.
Rather than a diesel powered.
Get clipper cards out.
I don't think they actually were a video on his coach. Okay. Well, maybe they were. Right. Anyway.
So we're in 1869 Siberia, which I imagine is a fucking cracking place to grow up.
Freezing.
Coca-Cabana, isn't it?
If I grew up in Siberia, then I would probably want to end up as a bit of a mentalist, sex machine monk.
Yeah.
Because you've got nothing else going on.
I know, self-confessed.
Yeah, because he's known as the mad monk, but he was never actually... He never made it.
He never graduated.
He went to monk school, but he didn't finish monk school. It's a shame.
Did you ever watch Monk?
No.
The crime drama.
Oh, Monk's brilliant. OCD copper.
Yeah. Anyway. I heard he was a bit of an imposing... He was the fifth of nine children, is that right?
He was the fifth of nine children. And
but only
from
two
what I can gather, he was quite an interesting character from people that I knew. He was endowed with mysterious gifts.
Endowed?
With one witness account claiming his limbs jerked, he shuffled his feet and always kept his hands occupied.
Ooh.
Then he did. Physical tics. He commanded attention.
Oof.
I wonder what they are.
Apparently, it was like, apparently in his early life, was he known as a drunk? And he was a bit of a...
Yeah.
Bit of a drunk and a petty thief.
Yeah, a bit of a fool.
Harassed women.
Right.
I heard that he once lay in his bed... and he was approached by a group of other peasants who accused him of stealing his horse. But I think this is where his like mystical character kind of comes in, because apparently they accused him of stealing the horse, and he pointed out one of the gang members and said it was him. But then they beat him anyway, and then later on that night, a couple of the others followed the one that he'd pointed out, and sure enough, he'd hidden the horse away in the
he were a bit of a canny bastard, weren't he?
Yeah,
he's like mystical.
I think you can pick that up straight away.
There was something about him, definitely.
There was something different to all the other peasants. Like, I think normal Russians, because of the autocratic government, like they all had control.
Yeah.
They thought, right, I'm just going to do as I'm told. Whereas Rasputin was totally like off the wall.
See, I always think that in modern times, because people have got like telly and internet and all that kind of like, there's loads of distractions.
Mm.
So you never come across like proper like mysterious people, because everyone's sort of busy. But like in the past, when you didn't have anything, you get more tales of like these loony people. Yeah. And is it because they were actually more in touch with their spiritual side because they had more time to be?
Or maybe like because times back then there weren't as many distractions. Life was just so semi like. You get up in the morning and pick your crops. as you do as a peasant.
I mean, who do we see as a bit loony now? I mean, you've only got... I mean, people see the likes of Lady Gaga, but it's all fake.
Yeah, it's all made
and
up.
And it's all done
a lot
for
of
that.
It, like, when
the
we were
Speedy
talking
Gonzales
about,
in Norwich.
talking about zombies in our previous episode, like, tramps, homeless people, they're seen as a bit nuts and loony, aren't they? Like, homeless, they stink of piss. They can't string a sentence together. Resonance with Rasputin.
I suppose you do have your local...
Like, celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, specialities. Them,
yeah, but they're not, like, mystical. They're just crackpots because they're crackpots.
Yeah, true.
They're not doing mystical stuff.
So he's living in his little village. He's a bit weird. He's a bit off the wall. He's a bit... Likes a drug. Likes touching up the women every now and again.
Yeah, he's what we call these days a top shagger, isn't he?
Oh,
he's a top shagger. He loves his shagging.
He's a kinky bastard, that's what he is.
Yeah, he's kinky. But I think at this point, I think because he's had his fill of peasant life, he abruptly left the village in 1892. Probably woke up in Siberia thinking, fucking hell, my nipples are like shit, really.
Chilly.
It's freezing.
Fuck
like chapel up pegs.
We didn't have otties then. Fuck this.
Yeah, so not only did he just...
So what would he have been then?
Well, 1892, he would have been about 19. 19 he was.
20.
Has he got a wife at this point?
Yeah, he's got wife and children. And
see, this is the weird thing.
He's not hung about, has he?
No. He's not hung about at all.
Yeah. He, I think we should we reveal what the bell is? It's a
no, we shouldn't.
No, no, not the what it is, but
the bell is a reference to something that will
be revealed.
I've just got this image in my head of people wincing every time that bell fucking goes off. They got their earphones in. They sat on the tube.
The clue's in it, though. The clue's in the bell. Just put two and
sat
two together.
Sat there on the tube.
Watch the end.
And every time that bell dings, a fucking wince like that. Fucking hell. Fucking recording quality, this podcast. It's terrible, considering it comes from a professional studio in London.
So,
so yeah, bear that in mind, listeners.
So he was married at what, 18 then?
Yeah, married young. They always are, though, aren't they, back then?
Well, that's because you're bored.
Four kids, I believe.
Four children.
Two died.
So no.
Which is... This is telling you how bad it is in Siberia, because he was the fifth of nine children, and only two of them survived.
But that's kind of standard, isn't it? In...
Standard. If you're poor as well, lack of nutrition.
Yeah. That's... Another one dead, Jim.
Cold as fuck.
Chuck it out with laundry.
Well, you have to have 10 children. It's fucking stiff.
Feed it to the pigs.
Well, you can't waste it, can you?
Get in bedroom, we'll have another.
He weren't shy of whipping his kecks down, that's for sure.
Spit roast.
Yeah, so he spent... After this, he went on a bit of a pilgrimage, didn't he, across Russia. He was finding himself.
Yeah.
He's being one of them modern-day quirky bastards that go abroad and find themselves.
He's having a gap year.
He's having a gap...
From being a peasant.
Gap year.
I've had enough of this, I'm going for a gap year.
Gap year.
Were you off, Raspin? Gap year. Gap year, darling.
Oh, aye. Our Raz.
But I read a bit of something that... The villagers didn't like him much.
No,
because he were a wild card.
He were a wild card. So I was wondering whether he was pushed towards leaving the village.
Yeah, but I think he was ousted out. I think they were a bit jealous of.
You were probably getting a bit of shit.
I don't know. I think
they were jealous of his individuality and his spice of life.
I'm pleased for him because he's a bit of a character, isn't he? He's like, well, I'm going to go for a mooch.
Yeah. I'm going for a mooch.
No, I've got a wife. Tell me another person who gets married, has four kids, and then fucks off for a gap year.
What do you mean you're going? I've got four kids here. Two of them are still hot tits.
You know, like Rasputin, you should be in the field, gathering the crops, feeding your family. No, sorry. I've got to go.
To find myself.
Like, he's coming to America. He doesn't go to America once he's got a wife and kids.
He's gone doing Camp America.
He's not off Cambodia, is he? They're doing mushrooms. And...
He's going feeding the Africans. Going building mud huts. Not that I'm generalising.
Oh, dear.
So he pisses off.
And then he comes back.
For 4 months, I believe.
4 months, and he spent it's a new one. He spent several months in a monastery in Verkhoturai.
Failing his monk exams.
Yeah,
he's a terrible monk.
Yeah, he didn't graduate from monk school, did he?
Monk school. However, he wouldn't have the erdo.
No,
well, he can't read.
Classic bowl cut.
Yeah.
Although monk school didn't work out for him, outside the monastery, just outside, lived a hermit by the name of Brother Macquarie.
Oh, he gets dead friendly with him.
Yeah, him and Brother Macquarie are tight, so he meets on his little travels. And he had a very, very strong influence on
him. Oh, no, and this is where they learn that mad religion, which is brilliant, which we should
it's
all
It's the fucking greatest
to.
Religion ever.
No, listen, we should convert. We should all convert to it. Because basically...
What's it called? Because I've got it written in front of me.
Where?
But I can't say it.
I can't remember what it's called. I just think it's called the best religion ever. I can't say that word because there's four...
Let's have a look.
Five, six... There's seven consonants. And no vowels.
Where is it?
It's that one, though.
Clisty.
Clisty. Can you pronounce it? Clisty?
Clisty. Yeah.
Clisty.
Which?
Clisty.
I could just recommend anybody taking up Clisty. It's
if you're Jew.
I think there's some blokes were in monk school, and one of them said, no, I do not, I just want to drink vodka and fuck whores. That's what I want to do. That's what I don't want to pray. We could make up our own religion, I suppose.
Yeah. We could cater for your every need.
What would this religion consist of? Just drinking vodka and fucking holes. I'm in. Let's do it. Because that's basically all it
what
is.
What we need to do is send a message out now to any Jews, any Muslims, any Hindus, any Catholics, any Christians, let's anyone around the world. Let's just all Clisties. Become Clisties.
Well, I've got some text here for her. They banned sexual intercourse within marriage.
That's
so because they didn't believe in marriage.
Well, this is the really, this is the,
because they believe that this is... bound a man to his wife in their eyes and a sin against the Holy Spirit. If a man was already married when he entered into the sect, he must give up his wife and his children as they were a sign of their sins. And what they believed in is that you first, before you, it's like an oxymoron in a way. Like they believe, no, it's not an oxymoron.
I don't even know what that means.
Like the opposite. I know what you're saying, though. It makes sense.
I know what an oxo cube is.
They believed to be forgiven for your sins, in a way, that you had to sin.
You can't.
Yeah, no, that's right, what
you're
saying.
You can't be forgiven unless you've done a whole shit load of sinning.
Basically, this guy would be Jeremy Kyle's dream. Wouldn't he?
You can't be forgiven.
He really would.
Until you've done loads
you've
of sinning.
You gave up your kids. You shagging for England.
You gave up your kids and your wife. What kind of man are you?
I'm a
bloody crisp.
Hey, there's a name Clister. There's a name for him, Astranic or a religious wanderer.
A religious wanderer.
Yeah, but I think that's what he became as part of the sect. That's them going wandering around spreading the word of the just basically wandering around and getting his end away.
Yeah.
Because I like this, he went back to his family and apparently he came back a new man.
Oh. I bet he did.
But then he was like, right, I am now a... What they called?
Stranic.
A Stranic, and I need to roam and spread the word. And apparently it's at this
spread
time...
Spread my
I think,
seed.
Yeah. I think his wife was saying that... was quoted as saying that he was man enough for more than one woman.
Yeah.
And this is when the shagging started.
Yeah. Yeah,
because this is what they believed in. You've got to shag about.
Well, what you've got to
do, you've got to get your end away.
You've got to commit sin so then you can appreciate how bad it feels.
Mm.
And only once you know how bad the sinning feels can you be truly repentant and know how to feel sorry for it.
Right.
See?
So, well, is there a part...
I think we should turn this off now and we should just go out.
Let's go! Let's go! I'm converted!
I'm a Stranic man!
Press pause, we'll continue this tomorrow.
Get me a t-shirt. What are they called?
Klitsky.
Klitsky's Men of God.
Might not be
Men
that.
Of God. Men of God they're called. So, but it's a religion for men, this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. Women like to fuck about these days. Well, so they're all modern.
Oh,
all
modern.
How would they get their
what
actual...
are you doing tonight? Shagging.
Oh, you should see her, filthy Stranic bitch.
Oh, we're rocking all night.
It's equal rights, yeah, you know.
No bloody air left on roof.
What's it called? No, Martyr and Summit. What's it? He used all shit and hair.
Oh, Wattlandor.
Wattlandor. Yeah. Bet they use that.
Don't come a knocking when the shacks are rocking.
I've worn away all that wattle. Get me some more shit.
I bet it'd be a sign if all the wattle and daub are off the house in the morning.
It's such a brilliant, isn't it?
A Stranic had been.
What's your house made out of? Twigs and shit.
So our mate then, Rasputin, he's been born in shit. He's...
Stop summarising.
He's had a wife. He's had a wife, a couple of kids. He's thought, fuck it, I'm having a gap year. He's fucked off to a monastery. He failed in monk school, but then found a fucking
hermit.
A bit further down, a hermit. Had a chat with him, seen the light, gone back to his wife, told her, I'm a new man.
I'm a mystical healer.
But it's not a new man, is he?
No.
He's just continuing what he was doing before,
no,
but
like,
now he's got...
He's like glorifying it by saying it's a religion. Whereas before, he did it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, and a religion's like an excuse, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think he needs that because he's such a... He's 6'4". Like you said, he's got this gangly kind of jerky...
He's 6'4"?
6'4".
Oh, he's a tall lad.
Bloody hell.
He's a big lad.
That's in a time when most people are 5'5".
Yeah.
You know, so he's like that's very what I mean. Imposing.
That's probably why people were like, oh, bit of an oddball. Because he's so, like, extraordinarily tall.
Like a big lummer.
But what about because he's got a real aura about him. He's got a real aura about him.
He's special.
He's like a... Do you know what? While we were reading about him, Charles Manson kept coming into my head all the way through. Because
it's that attraction, isn't it?
When you hear that...
Magnetism.
They're a bit, you know, they're a bit off the wall. And he, you know, apparently he was very calming. And then eyes, what we were saying.
Piercing
apparently,
eyes.
If he spoke to you, there'd be eye contact all the way through. He wouldn't break contact with his eyes.
That's coveted though. You want someone to look you in the eye because you want to know that they're honest and that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I like people who've got shifty eyes. I don't want to look at someone
darting around, rubbing their head.
I want someone scratching the nose staring at me like that when they're talking.
But
to
I
me.
Think he was very cat and like people adhered to him. I think after this stage of his life when he went wandering, that's when he started getting his reputation. I think.
I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer.
Kinky bastard.
I know.
Right then, so what happens next?
So he meets this little hermit bloke, Brother Macquarie.
Yeah.
The greatest brother.
Brother from another mother.
A brother from another mother?
Yeah.
Me bro man.
He's tight, innit?
Oh, right, sorry. Bro. I didn't realise we'd gone all street. Wicked.
Rasputin, our Raz.
Razzle.
He's going out on Raz, this lad.
He's out on Raz again with Dongo.
So, this is like, while he's doing all his mad wandering now, this is where he gets his rep.
Yeah.
He gets his street cred.
Keeping in.
He gets his, his cred.
Yeah.
Because he does mystical healing.
Yeah.
He becomes a mystical healer.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting when you're living in a field.
I don't think
we should. Yeah, we shouldn't gloss over how. He
does a lot of good.
He does, yeah. Well, people, but like we said, he's got that presence. And I think people. Well, apparently he heals people.
He
heals people. Apparently he made money as a fortune teller.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mystic Meg.
Selling pegs.
Yeah, selling pegs.
Was he Gypsy Petrol Engro? Because there's about 20 of them in Blackpool.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I bet he had his photograph taken with Kevin Webster.
Have you seen them? They're ridiculous.
I love them. They're brilliant. They're so great.
Him and Blanche.
Yeah. So after he did his big wandering, but I think as well as being a healer, he was still... continuing to shock people.
He was still alive.
With his cock action.
What do you mean by, with his shagging?
Yeah, he's still doing a lot of shagging. And then, obviously, a lot of praying for forgiveness.
Yeah.
I bet his widgie were withered.
I bet it was. Like
a withered old cucumber.
I bet it was muscular.
Ooh.
Well, if your will is a muscle and you're working it out regular, it's going to
get
bigger,
it's going to get bigger.
It's going to get hench.
Maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
Stead dick. Anyway,
so he's mooching about.
Yeah, he's been mooching about. He's done a lot of
spreading the love, spreading the seed. I bet there's fucking thousands of them.
There's Rasputins
all over Russia.
There'll be many Rasputins running around today. His generation's just gone and gone. But yeah, he travelled to Greece in the Middle East via foot.
Walked all the way
in his little sandals.
And then
actually,
he walked to the Middle East.
They were in gumboots when he's from Siberia.
He must have had to do a bit of swimming as well.
No, he walked.
His beard would have weighed him down in water.
That's like, I mean, geography's not my strong point, but
that's a
fucking long way.
From Siberia
to Greece.
But then again, he's magic, isn't he? He's
Why the fuck would you walk from Siberia to Greece, right, and then go back to fucking St. Petersburg?
Homesick.
And be fucking putting my feet up, having a bit of olive oil and...
Yeah. Word on the streets, his dad picked him up in his coach and brought him back.
You were on a road trip.
He only paid a quid.
You can walk to Greece if you've got if you've got fuck all else to do. You can walk to Greece, can't you? I mean, I could walk
to
Greece.
I want to.
How's he making money? Like, just
Mystic Faith healing.
Mystic Megan.
Paying him like food and stuff.
He went Kevin Webster.
Yeah, tight.
So yeah, that's quite impressive.
Yeah.
But then he has to come back to Russia.
But then he has to come back.
He's got the pull.
He has to come back. His feet are bleeding.
He's missing the vodka.
From the walking, but... I think
what's
a lot
got
of
in Greece?
Raki.
Yamas.
Blows your fucking head off.
Yamas.
But it's no vodka.
Yeah. I don't think they're as easy in Greece, so I think he thought to himself, right, I can't get
bigger bushes as well.
Maybe his mystical penis isn't quite as good in Greece.
He just doesn't want to... I don't think he can get his end away as easy. So then he heads back to St. Petersburg in 1903, and he meets another little lad, a.k.a. Hermit, called Hermogen.
Hermogen the Hermit?
Yeah. He's a bishop, but he's also a hermit, apparently.
A hermit bishop.
Bash the bishop.
Hermit bishop of Saratov.
A bishop or a Bermit.
And I think at this point, I think this
big
is...
Big bishop.
This is...
Bash the bishop.
This is a... What's happened to my voice?
Oriel's dying.
I know you.
Liar. You're right.
Sound like a nonce.
We might have to suspend the recording due to ill health.
I know. Yeah, anyway.
Have a big swig of the cider that you've had to buy for yourself.
Taurus.
Because we still haven't got a sponsor. Hello, sponsors.
Yeah, I think anyway, this is like a turning point in his whole journey.
Right.
And his sexual
endeavours. Well, I think he goes to St. Petersburg, doesn't he?
Yeah,
to...
that's what I mean. And I think it draws him back because people are saying, right, this guy, he's got healing powers, he's a renowned mystic meg lad. He knows what he's doing.
He's brilliant.
So he's drawn back to St. Petersburg.
He's no scammer.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's
not.
His reputation now is up there. People are all talking about
what happens
this fucking 6-foot big lad.
What happens is, he sort of works his way up. So, like, some people who are quite low down in the aristocracy pecking order, they sort of hear of him and they get him in to do a bit of fair feeling, and that works. And then, because he's a bit of a showman and he's a bit of a Lothario and he likes to have a good time,
a magician, in a way.
Then word spreads that he's a bit of a, like, top man, you know.
He's like piercing eyes.
Freaking.
If they could have done, they'd have got a chopper in for him.
No, I'm going to remove this bell shortly.
I heard he got a helicopter back to St. Petersburg.
So, I think he goes to St. Petersburg. This is where he goes to St. Petersburg, doesn't he? Because he wants to make something of himself.
He wants to. He wants to shake off his peasant background.
Yeah, and he wants to get in with the hierarchy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And that's where the royal family is.
So he starts to work his way up through the echelons.
Yeah, and at this point, the Romanovs, a little light bulb appears above their head, and they think, yes.
So should we? The Romanovs are, for those
the Tsarist royal family, Romanovs.
So basically the Russian royal family.
Yeah, like the aristocracy in Russia. They had like a parliament called the Duma, and they ruled the whole country. And at this point, because the lady, the wife, shall I say, Alexandra, she had a son called Alexandre, and he had haemophilia. And obviously, he was part of the royal family, and
is haemophilia blood?
You can't stop bleeding.
It's not brittle bones, is it?
No, it's when you bash yourself. When you bash yourself and you can't stop bleeding. So, like, if you were to whack your penis against a wall,
yes,
you'd get like the most enormous erection because your penis would fill up with blood.
Right.
Yeah, even if he gets a paper cut, he'll bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed. Yeah, so he's got haemophilia, and apparently this is like a hereditary thing. It's like haemophilia, bleeding loads.
Yeah, but the mother...
It's prominent among
the lot.
And
it's internal as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so you've got to be like...
You can bump yourself in a bad internal bruise.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Like where you just get a normal bruise, you end up getting like a massive internal bleed. And I think it's key to the story is that the mother of the son who's got the haemophilia, she brought it into the Russian royal family. So before then, They had never had
a bad egg.
Yeah.
They'd never had it, but she came from another royal family where there'd been loads of inbreeding.
Oh. Yeah.
And she brought haemophilia.
I knew we'd get there eventually.
Yes, incest is best.
Incest is best.
But
to you two, maybe.
to everyone who we have ever covered in the podcast. So she brought that into the royal family, the Russian royal family, so she feels very guilty about it. And I think that's partly a weakness in her character.
Because she just wants to solve it.
She wants to fix it because the future kingdom.
And then she meets this endearing character
enormous.
Who is Rasputin.
Well, the future
enormous
king
man.
To Russia, who's got like the future, you know, he's the first in line, he's the direct heir to the throne. And he's 12 years old or whatever. He's a young kid and he's fucked.
Basically,
so
like...
She's totally
and especially Russia
and
as well. They want to see this big, powerful character.
Yeah, like, they don't want to see someone as soon as they go
Putin
to war.
Look at Putin now and he's awesome.
I'm seeing Putin with his shirt off. With his big fucking manly mambu pecs. He has got a combination of pecs and mamboos rolled into one. I'm a mambuber.
You're not telling me there's no photoshopping going on there?
Yeah, definitely.
He's fucking... hot.
I wouldn't say so.
I wouldn't say so, not in Russia.
Have you seen him? He's a fucking manly man.
No, he's not. He's...
Wrestles burrs, wanks off horses.
He's probably a secret shirtlifter. Won't be surprised.
Yeah, he's
the royal. So the royal family, like, he's wiggling his way in. The royal family have known that this guy, this 6'4", massive bloke... can heal people.
Yeah.
And he's proved it
to
previously.
To his credit, he's not just turned up and, you know, oh, this is this healer guy. He's obviously, he's got his reputation to get to that stage where he's basically on the palace doorsteps. Somebody's brought him in.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's recognised as being...
This is the famous Rasputin.
The man who can fix it.
The mad monk, even though he's not technically a monk. But that's that's the kind of stereotype people made of him because he was a little bit off the wall and he was a bit nuts.
Yeah, and on his first visit to the palace, the son's just recently been...
Oh, right,
he's in bed, isn't he? He's bedstricken.
Yeah.
Well, and, what happened? He's got an internal bleed.
Yeah, no, he fell off a horse.
Yeah. And he's bleeding internally.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Dickhead. Fell off an horse.
Yeah, and bleeds internally.
People might be wondering why he's got an internal bleed and he fell off an horse.
Vigorous wank.
He's only 12.
Hey. Stop it.
That's no blocker.
10, me.
Anyway.
Before anything had come out to end, I thought I broke it first time.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I remember...
I can't relate to that.
Why not? If you're not going to cock?
No, it's not a big one. Yeah, so he's getting in. Let's set the scene. He's getting in with the Russian family. People know that far and wide this guy apparently can heal people. And I think one of the reasons he is so well known for healing people is because he is so tall and different. And people are like, well, if he looks that different and he is that different, he must have something a bit special.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, every
other
man. I think Oriel fancies Rasputin.
I think she's got a thing for Rasputin.
No.
I think she does.
Would you?
She keeps saying, he's big and strong. And,
in the eyes.
Oh, he's got such a lovely beard. And he smells like a goat.
The come to bed eyes, he just did it for me.
It's the come to bed eyes and the goaty aroma. Because that is a fact, listeners.
Yeah, apparently he did smell a goat.
It was reported that he smelled like a goat.
Goat milk. Or just goat.
Just goat.
All right.
Just like a stick. Like an animal that rolls around in a bit of shit.
All right. Yeah, that would figure.
Because he's a bit trampy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a bit of a grim lad. But at this point, I think, because Alexandria, the queen, or should I say Tsarina, she got wind of this mad monk that can heal people.
Get him in.
And I think at this point, that's when speculation, like, starts to arise after he's involved with them, that she and him have got, like, a bit of a thing going down.
What? Was she doing him?
Well, no.
Well, no,
it
was a rumour. It was a rumour that...
To begin with, she's taken with him.
She's just...
Because she's in awe of him. Because he comes in, he fixes the poorly son. And what...
On his first visit.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying before.
On his first visit, he fixes the pill. And what they reckon is that at that time, aspirin has just sort of come onto the scene.
Yeah, thins your blood.
And aspirin thins your blood.
Yeah.
And then Rasputin goes in.
Ah,
he says to the doctors.
Inside info?
No, it's just pure, it's potluck.
Yeah.
And he says to the doctors, don't give him any more medication. Stop that right now. And then he prays for him. And then because he's not having aspirin anymore, his blood is able to clot.
Ah.
And he becomes better.
Mm.
Ah,
and that's
right,
where
okay.
Rasputin, that first visit is mega, mega important to the whole story.
Yeah, it's like potluck because aspirin and Rasputin's visit.
Because,
that coincided, didn't it?
You know, he wouldn't have known that the aspirin was thin in the blood.
Yeah.
But
they didn't know anything. They were thick as fuck.
They didn't go to school.
They didn't go to school, did
but
they?
But by chance, he stops the Tsar, or the son of the Tsar, taking the aspirin. Blood clots, gets better. So now he's healed the son of the king and the queen.
So now he's
so
like
now
fucking
he is
top
fucking
bollocks.
Mega.
Who's this fucking dude?
Top boy.
He is fucking
top
mega.
Boy.
Yeah,
he,
bruv.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, bruv. You saw that shit right out.
He fucking makes the most of it because he's out every night down fucking all the posh fucking gaps.
With his weapon.
Is he on,
he's
is he on posh
it up.
Gaff now? Yeah.
He's boozing it up. He's got the aristocracy throwing money at him.
Orgies.
Yes,
he's having many orgies.
He's orging it up.
Massive orgies.
He's having
he would
caviar.
Be like, imagine him in a knocking shop. He'd
he wouldn't. He don't need knocking
yeah,
shops.
Yeah, but he'd love it, wouldn't he? Stay at the
obvious. I'll have one of every colour.
And every size.
And I think there's another
and
important...
And every disability.
Send a dribbler over here.
Hey, who's that in a wheelchair? Right out with me cock.
Yeah, so then he's like... he's established in the Russian royal court.
If they're not dribbling beforehand, they will be afterwards.
Be choking, son.
My eyes are watering.
Wheel her off. Wheel her off.
Next.
Anyway.
So then...
So he's in with royal family, he's shagging everything that moves.
He gets established.
He's shagging a rolling donut, this lad.
He gets established in the Russian royal court, and he's then it's kind of a bit like samey, really. So he's just like hanging around, just not getting up too much, doing a few like healing.
Does he becomes kind of an advisory.
And then he gets into like this advisory role.
Yeah.
And I think that's. I mean, obviously we're not coming to that yet, but in terms of his downfall, a lot of politicians, people that were members of the Duma, which is like our version of the parliament, they were a bit threatened by it, and also I thought it undermined the whole authority, because I think even then there were some intelligent Russian people that probably thought, this bloody healer lad, killjoy healer, like undermining how important this is, when he's just a bloody healer pretending to throw in magic at things, when it was a it was World War One, it was serious.
Well, he advises a lot, and he advises, basically, it's like wants to get his mates a job. So he manages to get people who are incompetent and not up to the standard.
So now he's
in very important positions.
He's pulling like...
Because he's getting backhanders, he's getting fucking money in brown envelope jobs.
See, he's not so much of a monk, really, is he?
No.
He's on the make.
He's a bit more, he's a bit like... I don't know, like your Derek Acoras and your...
he's
like,
a charlatan!
Yeah, you know, he's it's a facade, like...
I know what you mean. Rather than the idea of... It's a bit like...
Because he's there for the money and he's there for the power.
He's not there for the
he's
cause
not there for
of
the
doing
well-being.
Something
yeah.
that he's good at. He's not there in terms of a long-term career of telling
he's
people...
He's a very naughty boy.
Yeah. So...
So then, what happened? Hello?
Hello?
Is there someone at the door?
Oh, look who it is!
Hiya.
Hiya,
what
you're
right. What are you doing here?
Oh!
She's back from the dead.
Back from the dead.
Rasputin's magic.
Yeah, crawled out of Chris's basement.
How long did it take you to chew through that gaffer tape?
I tell you, they can't keep me down.
It's Jane, everybody! Hooray!
Yay!
Right, fuckers.
Welcome.
I want messages who miss me the most. It's only a one-off.
Special guest appearance.
Risen. Kind of.
So
Rasputin.
Yeah, Jed, you're leading us astray. You're a terrible influence.
Sorry. Jed's turned up out of the blue, kind of. Do you know any details about Rasputin?
I've watched a film about him, starring Christopher Lee. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you all watch it?
No.
Typical.
The research hasn't improved.
Oriel taking after the Paul approach rather than mine.
The shoddy approach.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, it was good.
And his daughter had BO, so.
He's had a very busy life for a Siberian peasant.
Well, I can't really fault him. I mean, he climbed up the ladder, didn't he?
Certainly did.
Good on him, really.
Well, to go from living in a mud hut to walking the corridors of the palaces of the rich and famous. Oh,
healing folk.
And healing everyone.
Oh, that's an episode you should do. Anastasia.
Oh.
The pop artist.
Yeah. I'd sing a song, but I can't think of one.
I'm a love.
She not do when I... Yes.
Free.
No, 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 no.
Free.
She have a funny
art? No, that was Gabrielle. She was black. Or are you thinking of Lisa Left Eye Lopez? She was also black.
Dead. Or if you're listening in America, she was...
Was that
African
playing
American?
Yeah. No, it's Caribbean.
No, but you're thinking of a liar. Also black.
Yes.
I'm taking you far off course. Please continue with your...
So, he's healed the son of the king.
He's worked his magic.
Yeah, we've said that about a million times.
I know.
Yeah. We need some progression in this podcast.
So, at this point, he's well known in Ian Rush.
Shall I tell you, I'll tell you what? Shall I do a fast forward?
Right.
He fixes a boy from miles away... Somebody stabs him, and then he gets better, and then World War One starts.
That's like major fast forward.
No, smallest synopsis ever.
Well, you can break it down a bit if you want.
Well, he leaves to go back to Siberia.
He goes back to his little village.
Puts his thermals back on.
He goes, He goes back to his village, and then the Tsarina... sends a telegram because the son, the haemophilic son, has got injured and then...
fallen off his horse.
He sends a telegram to Rasputin.
Again?
Rasputin gets the telegram. And why he's riding a fucking horse when he's haemophilic, I will never know.
Is he the one who kicked through a greenhouse?
Possibly.
Don't be turning up with extra facts.
I read a book about it once.
Did you?
I read books.
I don't. We've already established this in the previous podcast. I'm not a good reader. So then he sends a telegram back to the Tsarina.
Which is going to be a telegram across Russia is going to take some time.
Well, I think it's something like 1,600 miles distance from where the
early
boy is to where the Rasputin is.
I thought you were going to say the length of his cock. Mm.
And he sends a telegram back saying, tell the doctors to leave him alone and he will be okay.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens.
So the doctors
and
left him alone. And again, we said with the aspirin.
Yeah, he makes a miraculous recovery.
Yeah.
So that's quite important to the story of Rasputin. So then what else happens...
So his credibility is going up within the royal family.
Yes, he's well established as advisor, faith healer, all that kind of stuff. Then a mad woman, and I'm not really sure of the motive.
And we don't know whether it was a male or a female, male dressed as a woman.
Maybe. It's either a woman who he's shagged or a woman who he's refused to shag.
Possibly. Okay.
I don't know which one of those it is.
Because he's queuing at the door.
Because he's either very popular or he said, no, sorry, you're not my cup of tea. Anyway, they stabbed him in the stomach.
His entrails come out and everything.
His innards spill out.
Which is a poignant moment for later on in the story.
But then he runs off down the street holding his tummy in. And then the woman chases him with the dagger. Stab, 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 stab.
Yeah.
And he picks a stick up off the floor, turns around, bang! Twats her across the head.
Oh, yeah.
Knocks her out, doesn't kill her or anything.
But he survived his assassination.
And then he survives the assassination attempt, and a doctor from a neighbouring village he's sent for.
I think he had surgery and everything.
He came, this doctor, it takes about 10 hours, so just that gives you an idea of the scale of the bloody villages. To get there. It takes 10 hours for this doctor to be called.
They were bloody bitter. They were bitter out there.
And anyway, you're
out. I don't know where he managed to do his surgery. Frostbite.
He was wearing gloves.
And this this doctor does sort of a bit of a bodge job, like to keep him going.
Backstreet stitching job.
But then a telegram gets sent to the Tsar, who hears about it, and he scrambles one of his own doctors to go to Rasputin. And he gets to Rasputin and they do a laparotomy.
Oh, yeah.
Which fixes him. And then
he's in
hospital for 6 weeks and then he gets better.
But I think the way that it was
spun.
Put out, yeah, the way that it was spun was that it literally was.
It healed himself.
He was back out and you know, he was out on the horse, out in the fields.
It was like an overnight
fixing. Overnight thing, healed himself.
So basically, we get the picture. I think at this point, the government, the Duma, the
control.
Everyone thinks that, we were amazed by his mysticism at one point, but now they can see that he's trying to exercise his influence in other ways, like he's trying to control the Tsar's views on the war. And so, like, a lot of members of parliament are seeing him more as a threat now rather than something to admire and to, like, live up to. Do you know what I mean?
So his name's a bit tarnished. He came in as the golden boy.
And now it's like, it's from hero to zero.
No, but he can't do anything wrong in the Serena's eyes.
No,
well,
she
that's
said
the thing.
So
within the royal family, they all think he's the dog's bollocks.
Which is all well and good, but I think later on, from what I've read, I don't think she's not got a very good role in it either, because I think people associate him with her.
They think
a lot more,
don't they?
Yeah. So.
And what happens? World War One starts, and the Tsar, he's
on the front line.
He goes off to fight on the front. He's very idealistic. He says, "I will lead my men from the front."
Right. Okay.
So he bogs off, and that basically.
But that goes wrong.
Rasputin
on shearings.
Massive control. It just gives him complete control of the court. Then.
And I think as well, because when the Tsar goes to the front line, that was totally the wrong thing to do. Because while he was away, things on the home front were going mental. And, like, you know, things were going wrong, there was uproaring in the city. And I think people thought, oh, well, that's Rasputin's fault. Or some people did, maybe not everyone.
The scapegoat.
They associated it with him exercising sort of control over the whole thing.
Plus, from what I remember, the Tsarina was never popular, was she?
No.
No.
Where was she from?
She was from Poland.
Poland.
Oh,
Poland.
Bloody hell. Polish?
Polish.
Bringing haemophilia into the pure Russian royal
taking
family.
Taking our job.
It's Queen Victoria. She had haemophilia.
Yeah, they're all related, aren't they?
Well, that's incest.
Yeah, but she's a generation up.
Incest is best.
Incest is not best.
No, because they were saying the Russian family didn't have haemophilia until the Polish lady got involved.
Who had
with a dirty, scabby fanny.
Yeah, I think like a lot of the Russian people thought, oh, she's not actually like, she's not a thoroughbred. She's not
a
real
Russian.
For
her. It was a shame for though, because a mum and a brother and somebody else died from haemophilia. So she's had a bit of a shit life.
Now her son's got it.
And now her son's got it as well. So she's very worried about him.
So it's not looking good for Rasputin at this point, is it?
Because no, he's in more of a.
There's many members of parliament that aren't happy with him, and with that comes people wanting to. With that comes, you know, certain people with agendas wanting to get rid of this guy.
I know, and at the time as well, I think propaganda started coming into it a bit because the press honed in on the fact that he favoured towards young women and girls.
Oh, yes.
You know.
He's made a lot of enemies, hasn't he?
Well, you know, politics today, being a kinky bastard.
Well, it's just a split, though. It's a bit of a split because during his time in power, he's managed to get quite a few people in positions of power. But what's gone wrong for him? Is the fucking useless.
They're just mates.
So he's like the war minister. He got his mate a job as the war minister. And then you've got Russian troops with No guns.
Is it? Was he just an oboe?
No bullets.
Is it just one of these? Was it another oboe that he met? What was it? A hermit that he
a
met?
Hermit.
In the water?
He had a hermit spell.
Well, if you've done all your life, I've spent 20 years in silence.
Well, don't you?
Qualified.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you're
come
the
on, War minister. I've never had a gun in my life, don't worry. $20,000 a year, son.
They reckon that Rasputin, by appointing this guy as the Minister for War, killed 1 million soldiers.
What should we do?
And that's before...
Attack!
No, listen. They killed 1 million soldiers before they'd even gone to war through starvation and being frozen to death. Because what uniform have you got on? I've got my summer one on. Have you got your... Fuck me, we're in Siberia. It's minus 20. Why are we wearing shorts?
What's a summer uniform? Little Bermudas.
Shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. Shorts and t-shirt.
Khaki combats. Crocs.
That's how they're all in Russia. They're very relaxed.
Crocs.
Hey, that's my summer gear.
Charge! I can't, my shoes fell off.
My Crocs stuck in my...
He basically fucked it right
so
up.
He's fucking up left, right and centre.
Yes. And so they want to get rid. They've got to get rid of him, haven't they? Because...
But the royal family aren't having it. They think he's...
Well, no. Well, the Queen's not having it, but the King, he's off. He's away at war, so he's out of control. He's preoccupied with his other things, like the First World War.
And shagging.
I think he'll probably still continue to shag even when people are calling him for it. Like the press are thinking, oh, he's interested in young girls. Mm-hmm. Won't put him off, will it?
And that's deep.
Oh.
That's very deep.
Oh, Jesus.
So a plan is hatched. A plan is hatched to get rid of Rasputin. So how did you get rid of Rasputin? What's his weak point?
Not his guts.
Chicks.
Likes the ladies.
All the girls.
Likes the ladies. Wow, chuck on what? Wow.
So he's invited to the...
Hey, Rasputin, man. Do you want to come round to a party? It's gonna be loads of holes, loads of booze.
Do that again in a Russian accent.
Hey, Rasputin, you want to come to party, yes? We like have lots of chicks, lots of dirty whores and vodka.
Very it's good.
That was extremely good. You could have imputed himself that though.
So
if I was on a horse.
Oh yeah.
So they've got to get rid of him. And so he's invited by another section of the royal family, so not like the top, not the immediate family, like a cousin, I think.
Cousins,
it is.
Yeah.
To the Yusupov Palace, probably mispronounced.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I know it well.
Because...
Cracking veranda.
What they've told old Rasputin is, if you come round to our palace, there is a really fit princess who wants to make sexy time with you.
Right.
So he's like rubbing his
dangling
hands.
The carrots.
And there's lots of cakes as well.
I'll come round for that. So off he goes.
Just loads of cakes.
No, it's average. That is true.
Yeah. He gets his on his shearing bus. He's on 575 to the palace.
So this whole plot is to kill. Like you said, they put a good spread on.
It was like a feast. It was like
cakes,
fit for a member of the aristocracy.
Vol-au-vents,
quiche,
all laced with cyanide.
No. Before you get there, where he's gone wrong, where he should have been very suspicious, is they said to him, gone to this massive fuck off palace, really big palace, and they say to him, we're going to be having this party in the cellar. Can you come down to the cellar?
Oh, fuck off.
We've heard that before, haven't we?
Yes.
We've heard that before. Cellar activity.
Fritzel.
Poor Jay's been down there for 6 months.
Never go down to the cellar.
Yeah, never go down to a cellar. So he goes down to the cellar, and then they say to him, "Hello, Mr. Rasputin. This is my attractive wife."
Hello.
Princess.
Hi.
Princess Irina. Hiya.
No, she's Russian. She sounds like this.
This is the attractive Princess Irina.
All right.
And he goes,
I consider it very beautiful in my own country.
Yes,
even though she's got a beard.
So then he says, I'll fucking have a bang on her. He says, calm yourself, Rasputin. You can't have good sexy time on an empty stomach. Why don't you have a glass of wine?
Have a glass of wine.
Have some
get
cake.
Yourself in the mood.
Yeah, they give him this glass of wine and he drinks it. And you're like that awkward moment where you sat there and everyone's staring at you.
Yeah.
But they're all thinking, why is he not dead yet? You're fucking not dead, is he? Why fucking why is he not dead? Die, you cunt. Fucking die.
Why would he die?
Well, you've got to play it cool.
Well, they give him a glass of wine full of cyanide.
And the Buffy as well.
So he drank his wine, didn't die. So then they think, right, plan B, would you like a cake?
Everyone likes a cake.
Would you like four slices of cake?
If I knew you were coming, I'd have beat you one.
I love to eat a cake while everyone watches me nervously.
Eat four slices of this cake and they've not got cyanide in. Honest.
Promise.
So he eats four slices of cake. Doesn't die. And they're all like, what the fuck? What is this guy made out of? He's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So then
he's
they
like
go,
a shit that won't flush.
Is he at...
They go old school on him now. Right, enough of this fucking about. Enough of this. We're going to shoot you. So they shoot him at close range.
You've seen Bulletproof Monk.
I hasten to add.
That's in my top five. Cracking film.
He's shot at close ranges with a revolver. Close ranges, close quarters.
So the cyanide doesn't do him. They come in with a gun.
He's had a glass of cyanide wine. Four cyanide cakes, and he's fucking
he's
going
still
strong.
He's still bopping it on
do you
the
think
dance
there's
floor.
Some kind of,
come on, guys, why
good,
are you looking
good,
at me?
He's a good dancer. That's a well known fact. He's a good dancer. He's got big feet.
So does that make you a good dancer?
Well,
in his case,
about,
it does.
You know what they say about big socks?
Big shoes.
Cocks.
Do you think there's some kind of Princess Bride thing going on here where he's built up a resistance?
That
to cyanide all the time.
Well, that is one of the theories that
he kept cyanide in himself.
He obviously thought that there might be attempts on his life.
So he slowly introduced it to himself.
Introduced it to his system and built up a resistance. But there is also theories that after his stomach injury, after the stabbing, that maybe he couldn't ingest sweet food the same and he wouldn't have ate as much cake.
It wouldn't if it didn't stay in the intestine for
dwell
as long.
Time.
Yeah. So
he's shatted out, basically.
Straight out.
In one, out the other. Cake in, shat out. Right, so they can't poison him, so they shoot the motherfucker, close quarters, by someone called Felix. If I was going to be shot, I'd be quite happy to be shot by someone called Felix. Quite a nice name. The bullet entered his left chest.
How many's he got?
The stomach and the liver. It left the body on the right side. So they shoot him, and they think he's dead. So they go, hooray, he's dead! So then they all go out of the cellar, let's have a party. Woo, 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 Rasputin's dead.
Put a bit of Boney M on.
Yeah.
Carry on. Carry on.
Babylon.
What it wonders.
Brown Girl in the Ring.
Many hits.
No, that's a cork.
They've had at least three
Daddy
hits.
Daddy Cool. Daddy
four
Cool.
Hits. Five hits. Christopher. Anyway.
Mary's Boy Child.
I was reverting from the...
of course.
The obvious. But never mind.
Keep telling yourself that.
I'm sorry, we fucked it all.
And so what's happened? So then they've all gone for a party and Rasputin goes... Wow! I'm alive. I'm not dead. Fuck you.
So
you can't kill me.
You see, is this? Is it
well,
just part of the
really
myth?
Interesting.
This
bit.
Is the interesting
no,
story.
Like,
because he can't kill the motherfucker.
No, he's just persistent. He just keeps on going, doesn't he?
Well, apparently,
what
you're
saying, Oriel, is he's just a bit of an awkward cunt, isn't he?
Yeah. Just die, motherfucker.
You fucking awkward bastard.
So then I think they put another three bullets in.
Oh, hang on. Calm yourself, Christopher. Calm yourself.
Carry on.
Well, he gets up. I'm not dead. Well, maybe I should leave. So he stands up. And he goes up the stairs.
Maybe I should leave. Or maybe I should go upstairs and join the party.
Oh, it's a lot of cake.
There's a bit of bunny anyway. Someone upstairs.
That's happened to me before.
Hey! In the rivers of Babylon.
Where I felt half
dead. He is pretty hardcore, But he's not that hardcore. Stop eating crisps.
All right, carry on.
He's not that hardcore to go and... He's being a naughty drunk again to join
not
the party.
Not my concern anymore.
I know. Or he'll hit him. That's what Jade used to do.
Oh.
He doesn't go and join the party. He thinks, I best leave. So he goes up the steps, out into the courtyard. And but it's at this point that one of them notices that he's not dead in the cellar. Where the fuck's he gone?
Who's that jiving down there?
Fuck's that? Who's that trying to ring a bloody taxi in the courtyard?
Hello, Lima.
So, oh shit, where's he gone?
Where are you going, love? Siberia. No, you've got your coat on, it's fucking freezing.
So they all bust out into the courtyard. And it's at this point where they shoot him four times. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang.
Four. Bang, 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 bang. Thanks, Jade.
Five times.
So they shoot him four times.
The motherfucker's still not dead.
And they reckon, right, that this should have really killed him.
Really?
Really killed him. Not just killed him, it really killed him.
Really killed him.
He got
and
it
then good. Then they shot him into the kidney, and in like on the autopsy, through his kidney was one of the shots, and into his trunk, his body.
His man meat.
But, fucker's not dead, is he?
Still?
He's fucking still not dead. You
he
shoot
must
him.
Be kidding.
You shot him now five times, he gets up again.
Oh, he's a reincarnation of...
Of what?
Of Jesus himself.
He's some old new fact you've brought to the table.
He's a healer. There must have been some people that thought he was
strong
some kind
words.
Of
I think that's just you. He was.
There must have been some people that thought he was some kind of messiah, that he was healing the royal family, and he was there among, you know, he's...
These views belong only to Christopher.
Well, there must have been those views, surely.
Views of my own.
Well, maybe they were. But anyway, still not dead. Now, this is the sad bit. Because for a bloke who's just done a lot of shagging and so made some incompetent appointments in government, they beat the fucker to death. So that's a bit nasty. They beat him to death and cut off his penis. And as we were saying earlier, or maybe not, but as I wanted to say earlier, his penis... was 12 inches long.
It's fucking massive.
Just like mine.
It's huge. It really is the big elephant in the room.
I recommend anybody just going on Google Images now and Google Rasputin's pickled penis. Because
it's disgusting.
It's fucking massive.
It is like, it's like an
it's
elephant.
Got veins bigger than mine.
All right.
I was reading about his penis, and the thing that made me chuckle was after his death.
The lad's got a dong.
After his death.
He is hung.
No, after his hung. Death, his daughter got like all these artifacts. And in this silk purse.
Oh, yes. Is that what she put it?
They believed.
That's what we call it, dirty
they believed
bitch.
It was Rasputin's winkle in this silk purse. And then she sold it to someone.
How big was the purse?
She sold it. She sold
handbag.
It.
Handbag. Silk handbag.
You know, shopper.
She sold this thing, this silk purse with his winkle in, to a collector. And then they had it tested, and it turned out that it was a sea cucumber.
So is the picture I've seen of a sea cucumber? Or is
no,
it
no,
it
it's definitely
no,
a penis.
No, no,
that
she
was duped into...
Right, I see.
That picture that he's on.
That's
do you know
verifiably
what, right,
yeah. His.
Do you know what, apparently, after they'd beaten him to death and shot him, how many times did you go bang?
Five.
They wrapped him in a carpet, they took him out to the pond outside.
Oh, they threw him in the river, though.
They threw him in the river, they broke a hole in the ice, threw him in there, but apparently they found his body with an outstretched arm.
Oh, yeah.
And is
it... Dude!
Literally, like, on his
what
death certificate, the reason for death is given to hypothermia. Even though they shot him at point-blank range
and then
in the forehead, he was still
he
was still given hypothermia as cause of death.
And then even after this hypothermia cause of death thing, after his grand funeral.
Was it a grand funeral?
He went back to Siberia.
Well, they took him back.
It was quite a big affair. It wasn't a state funeral.
I don't think it was anything over the top, but he was buried, like a proper burial, back in his native Siberia, where they all wear big woolly coats and they're all freezing.
Except in the summer.
But apparently there was scratch marks on the inside of his coffin.
Well, because they dug him up, didn't they?
Yeah, they dug him up.
They dug him up. And then, well, it was part of the revolution, I think. They desecrated his grave, didn't they?
His body. Did the Orthodox Church honour him? He wasn't made a saint or anything like that.
No.
He was probably a saint in all the hua houses across Russia.
Let's Google that.
But what were you saying about his dong? It wasn't just a big dong. Didn't it have a mole?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
A mole on the top.
Can I just go back to my most bestest fact I've ever found, ever?
As well as that, it was as long and as thick as most men's wrists.
Really?
Oh, you're a big one.
Hang on, give me a minute.
My wrist isn't that long.
Maybe just the thickness.
That was a Freudian slip of a
No, but I do recommend having a look because it's a massive one. It's like a baby's arm holding an apple.
It's like a bloody bull's.
But there are it's never been, it's always been held within private collectors.
Yeah,
it's never been tested.
I think it's been, highly debated whether it shows a snake or actually that of a bovine creature's.
Yeah, there's some that say it's from a cow or a bull or a horse.
But, which would figure.
Yeah, maybe it's just part of letting the legend live on of...
Found it. I'll give you this verbatim because it's... I don't want to do him an injustice.
Okay.
According to some sources, Rasputin's sexual prowess was due to his large penis and a strategically placed wart on its end.
On his bell?
Both delivered significant pleasure to his lovers.
How disgusting.
Oh, so they've got a bit of a tingle from the wart.
Well, what he's got is he's got an extra growth that is... finding the G-spot, may we say that? Is that possible?
Know that kind of thing.
Glorified cock ring.
Oh, yeah. I have heard that the G-spot is, in fact,
a myth.
Your bum.
Is that what your fella's been telling you?
No,
I can make you come, baby. Turn over.
That is well known. That is well known. When I got speaking to a gay bloke in Bolton.
But not in Central London.
He said to me, you should stick your fingers up your fella's bum and he'll shoot to the roof.
Well, that's the prostate.
That's not the lady's G-spot.
Well, it might be his.
It's just men. Don't let any boys tell you that.
He'll shoot to the roof.
Turn over.
So there he is. He lived.
Did all right, didn't he?
He died.
Eventually.
But he had a great big stomping chopper.
He had meat all right.
So there we have it. That's the story of Rasputin.
He was all right. Like I said, I liked him. I loved him. He looked like a pretty...
It's a difficult subject because I think he gets...
He had a bit of bad.
No, well, he gets a lot of bad press for being responsible for the starvation of millions and the death of millions of soldiers because of the influence he had
over
the Russian government. But then, if you read other sources, they say that his influence wasn't that great and it's a lot of propaganda.
Yeah.
Just to find excuses.
It was a scapegoat.
It was a scapegoat. And that's why, because the government was so inefficient and they couldn't organise themselves and lots of people died.
Mm.
But...
Jade, since you've jumped in, would you like to give us a synopsis?
Don't apologise. A synopsis.
A synopsis.
Yeah.
I came three quarters of the way through, so I don't know what's going on.
Synopsis.
As soon as I fucking said
that's
it.
That's what happened. as with most of the girls that Rasputin came across.
It's not changed. I'm glad to see you still have like fucking watches going off in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah. At one point, there's a very clear vibration of Chris's phone. We're leaving it in.
Leave it all in. We want to be real, real to the people.
Well, it's lovely for you to pop by.
Yeah, it was, I've enjoyed it.
We'll put you back in your gimp box with your eight ball in your mouth.
Bye, everyone.
We'll find your G-spot later.
I think you should change your nappy, though. Have the common courtesy, please.
So, well, it's up to Chris. He's in charge.
I know. Go on, man.
Well, we've been the Penny Martos. This has been Rasputin. It's been nice. It's been lovely. It's been massive.
Right good.
It's been massive.
It has, literally and metaphorically.
My so we're
all,
is big.
We've all got to go back up north now from London, so we're all going to jump in the chopper.
Penis. I have a big 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 penis.
This has been Rasputin. Do the usual.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends about our big willies.
Ladies and gentlemen.